Who's on the line?
Hi, Cam, Sally, Steve.
Hello. Steve! Hey. Ah, Steve, our big brother updater.
Hi, how are you two?
We're very well, how are you,
Steve? Giddy this morning.
I'm great.
You're all right, yeah?
Great, I said great. What does that mean? Great, even.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, you're suffering with the Cam and Sally syndrome.
Yes.
Which is not being able to get a sentence out, and then when it does actually come out, it makes no sense. It's verbal diarrhea. Oh, dear. Sorry you've caught that off us. Right then, Geezer. So, were we up all night watching E4, then?
No, it was a bit of a quiet night last night, actually. After all the drinking on Wednesday, I think I had a few headaches.
Yeah. So. Did you watch last night, though?
Channel 4 last night. It's brilliant, wasn't it?
Blimey, talk about entertainment.
Mm. I didn't see it last night. What happened?
It was incredible, wasn't it, Stevie? You go ahead.
It was very good, yeah.
Go on, Stevie, what happened?
Well, Brian and Josh had their little argument in the hot tub.
What was that about?
Well, that was about where Josh sort of coming into the house and pushing Brian out of his room, and Brian felt he was threatened by Josh, I think.
But basically, I think it was it was fueled by booze. Mm. I mean, they'd all been drinking champagne for ages. And little Brian then felt really bad, went into the diary room and just sort of said, I've been a fool, I've been such a bitch, I'm such a fool. Love him.
Brian didn't seem to be able to make up his mind why he did it, though.
No, you know, well, he's just drunk.
At one point, he was saying jealousy, and the next he was saying he was missing his friends, so.
We don't know, actually. Who's your favourite in the house?
Brian is my favourite.
He's a darling, isn't he?
Yeah,
I still love
brilliant.
Him.
Favourite out of the girls?
I like Helen, actually.
Helen. Brilliant. It's
be
Helen.
Has to be Helen. She's absolutely... She just makes me giggle.
And a girl he throws up in the sink. Fair play.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit sorry for it, times, say.
Yeah. And Stuart and Emma.
Yeah, that was a bit...
That was amazing.
What happened there?
I'm not sure. Well... Stuart just sort of wouldn't let her talk.
She was chatting to Narinda, who was sitting next to her in the jacuzzi. Mm. Stuart did another one of his Penny situations where he basically totally overreacted. He was saying, look, you know, be quiet, Emma. And she was like, I'm talking to Narinda. And then it turned into this huge shouting match. And he did his poncy little thing of, don't you raise your voice at me, kind of thing. Good to which boy. She sort of, and then it was all tears and Stuart was being an idiot. Dean actually came across really nicely last night because he sort of took charge of the situation, took Emma off to the cosy little room and calmed her down.
Yeah, Elizabeth was quite good as well at trying to keep the peace. They didn't show any of that on the show last night.
Yeah, well, there was so much to show. They must have had hours and hours and hours of editing to do.
Mm. Right then, save money. Who's out tonight? Who's out tonight?
Oh, definitely Stuart. Oh,
you're saying Stuart
anyway.
Definitely.
Mm.
Definitely?
Everyone must hate him now, so. Yeah.
All right, then. Okay, well, based on your prediction, right, what are you willing to do if you're wrong? What forfeit will you pay if you're wrong and it actually ends up being Paul going? What are you willing to do?
That's putting him on the spot.
I know.
I don't know. What would you like me to do?
Have you got a mobile phone?
I have, yeah.
All right, then, so if that is the case, if it, in a weird twist of events, if Paul goes out tonight, then Monday morning when you call us, I've got a feeling you probably won't do, Monday morning when you call us from your mobile phone while running down the street shouting, I was wrong! I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you shoot me?
Okay, fair enough.
Done deal?
Oh,
I'm confident.
Steve!
Yes. Actually, I can't believe you're actually up for that, you top boy. All right, then, Geezer, thanks, so have a cracking weekend.
And you.
Bye,
thanks,
Stevie.
Bye.
Alright then, so it's 24 to 8 right now. Galaxy. We got Eddie Grant on the way for you next.